Jersey, and Buffy. We're all Republican to be number one in Cincinnati, in Atlanta.
Alright, sometimes I let that trail off just a little bit to get a couple of last minute things done. Had to post up for our boy Bernie Jacques. Some people call him Bernie J, but they don't know how to pronounce Jacques. If they're sure if they're pronouncing it right. He's a state representative for the Florida House. That's some of y'all's house if you're in District 59. Not my house, but I think he's a cool cat. Doing things. Not to say I agree with everything that he agrees with, but that is the beauty of how society used to be. You didn't have to agree 100% with everybody you knew to call them a friend or respect what they do. And I'm trying to bring that back for you fools. You know why I'm looking at you. You know, Spike, when I was like, hey, man, we got Bernie coming in. I was like, yeah, dude, I'm loving what they're doing with the Haitian thing. He's like, what did you say, what you got against the...
No, I said, have you seen one Haitian?
Oh, he said, and I said, you don't see them till you see them, Spike. Yeah. They're out there killing people.
No, I said, when you see them, it's too late.
Yeah, when you see them, it's too late. Yeah. I go, you read the news, they out there, they killing people. Not just the Haitians, but I'm just saying, people entering the country illegally that we don't know who they are and why they are here, reasons.
How do you know they're entering illegally?
Because people entering legally don't kill other people. You know, they...
What? People been killing all day since every day.
No, of course, Americans, we kill other Americans. Sure.
Right, but they're here legally, right?
Who?
The people that's killing other people. Like, you know, today is the inaugural... Oh, God. It's a girl that got shot by a cop with a no-knock entry. He walked into her.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Beatrice Ambum.
I'm not going to mess up the name, so I will defer to the... talking
Breonna
point.
Taylor.
Breonna Taylor. Yes.
She was killed by the undocumented.
I'm not talking about that. That's a different subject,
no,
Spike.
No,
I didn't say people that are here legally don't kill people. I was not talking about Americans. I was talking about illegal aliens.
You're saying they're killing people.
Some of them are, and not all of them, but some of them. Read the newspaper. It's out there. And the ones trying to get in illegally, they ain't trying to get in illegally. Trying to get in legally, they're not trying to get in legally so they can go to jail.
Tell me your point.
Haitians go to Texas.
Go to Haiti?
No, I want them to see, because I want them to get their asylum, but to do it over in Texas. Y'all can blend right in with the Mexicans. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, this is the Cat Named Mo Show. Spike, how you sticking?
Dude, I want to say this one, and I need your... No, I don't. I just want to say this.
No, you need my advice. Go ahead and say it, Spike. What do you need? Talk to me. You came to the right place. The doctor is in. What can I do you for?
If you got the cow, if you got the milk, why are you doing the cow? My point is that if you engage, if you got somebody that you sticking it with, you hanging out, you and her living together, y'all swinging and stanking, why would you put a ring on it?
I believe the adage you ruined with your vernacular is...
See, lost me on all that ads and ruin and...
Why buy the cow if the milk is free?
Correct.
That's what you were searching
exactly.
For.
Exactly. For everybody out there, not anyone in particular, but for the people out there in the streets.
Because sometimes you don't want other people milking your cow.
Hold on a second. Documentation. You want to make the paper don't stop there.
You want to make sure the tap is clean. it certainly hampers it. It certainly makes it more difficult.
No, because I was thinking when me and my girl was talking and we were cohabitating, it was very important that we got that legal piece of paper. Why is it? Matter of fact, you in the same boat, and probably thousands of people, 50% of the Americans out there. Why is it so important to get that legal piece of paper?
I mean, Spike, people get married for various reasons.
Okay, two various.
I've been married four times, and I've got married for four very different reasons.
But why?
Because it was the choice I had to make at the time.
It was a thing that that society dictates said you should do?
I don't know if I ever got married because I felt society dictated it. I would say that growing up in an extremely religious household, society and religion are two different concepts.
It's what the people say.
Religion is what God says.
But the people follow the Bible.
Right, but they often follow it wrongly, very wrongly.
Either way, the Bible told you, or this your religion told you.
I just grew up with
you must have this. You must get legally obligated.
I grew up with a set of ideals and ideologies that certainly made marriage seem like it was what I was supposed to do.
It was a thing to do. Just like going to college. Is that a thing to do?
No. You do college and marriage are two different
things. No, I know they're two different things, but I'm saying society or religion or whoever you think says, you do this, then you go to college. You do this, then you get married. What's the difference?
Certain factions of society do, like certain factions of society, advocate for marriage, but not all. I mean, the norm is, the norm is you meet somebody, you fall in love, and you get married. That's just what the...
Why?
That's just how it was, Spike. I mean, I wasn't
so
there.
So you don't know either?
I wasn't there. That's kind of what's been taught through the decades plus the centuries.
But you followed it 8 times.
Clearly, I put my toe into the water and said, okay, I'm good. Then put it back in again.
But society
dictates that you do not get divorced. Clearly, I was not listening to society.
No, but I have mixed emotions about they always saying 50% of the marriages end in divorce, but they fail to say that 50% of them last.
Well, the other thing is 50% of relationships, or maybe even more, end in a breakup. I don't know what the difference between breakup and divorce is,
except
paperwork. But Spike, this is what I would tell you. You've been married 40-odd years.
Trying to get out of
40-odd years, man and boy. Your days of pontificating about why you made that certain choice have expired.
I had a pontificate.
You like one. At this point, you
Wait, why can't I have a pontificate? Escalator. What did they call when you... there was a girl at Hooters tonight. There's a girl at Hooters. Her name was...
You had an epiphany.
That's it. That's it. The girl at the Hooters name was Epiphany.
Why don't name your child Epiphany? Is she ironically going to grow up to be very dumb? Shout out to Epiphany at Hooters.
Yeah, why you got to be dumb?
I'm just saying. Spike. This is what I would say about you. You worrying about the state of your marriage, being married 40 years in, is like when an 86-year-old commits suicide. It's like, why? Death's probably stuck in traffic on its way to get you.
So what you're saying is,
you've lived 86 years, ride the bitch out.
You're saying the 80-year-old guy should just say, well, I made 80, let's go 81.
If you're 86, what's the point in committing suicide? You literally probably 2-3 years away from, you're probably 2 weeks away from death. Just be patient. That's what's wrong with people. They ain't got enough patience. Hey, what's up? You're on the Cat Named Mo Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
One of the legalities of marriage would be, in the event of somebody passes, it would eliminate a whole bunch of red tape because everything would automatically go to the spouse.
Yes.
That's a fact.
It's one of the benefits, one of the many.
And insurances are cheaper. That's just protecting yourself and protecting your assets.
Okay, so dude, I didn't get, what's your name?
Well, hold on. Love should be the main thing.
Get out of here. That's just something that people use for generic reasons. Hey, dude, what's your name?
Phil.
So, Phil, if I'm dead, why do I care about the legal ramifications of she get the house, the car, and all that?
No, it's not if you're dead. What if she put in just as much money as you, the house was in your name, you died, the state can come back and get half that house.
Okay, so you're saying if she passes, then I'm going to be mad at her for not making us legal? Like if the state...
Absolutely, if you lose that house. Or what if she got kicked? Her kid can come take it. That was my mom's house. Bye.
Well, listen, this is what he's saying, I agree.
You're doing it for the money.
There are some people, not necessarily for the money, but there are some people that feel that they could probably go without the benefit of a marriage, but they want to remain together and they understand that they're building things and maybe they have kids and maybe they want to protect each other in the event that one should expire, and therefore whether they believe in the concept of marriage or not, or think that the relationship needs marriage or not, they opt to get married for that protection.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But hold on a second. But Phil, look.
Thank you, by the way.
If I pass, I have no concerns about, because she's going to move on. And if she passes, I'm going to move on. Right?
Well, it's wouldn't you want her to have access to the things that you built together while you were together, whether you were married or not?
I'm gone. Why? No. So if I'm done and dead, I'm gonna say I hope that she can.
It's not about being done and dead, Spike. It's about if you're spending 40 years with someone, you ought to have enough love for them that you want them to have that they were a part of building with you.
That was 40 years of us.
Right.
Now there's no more us.
So all of your stuff.
Why do I want her to have them?
Because she was a part of the building and the gaining of and
when you
the
get creation off an elevator, of. When you get off an elevator, do you care the next person get on the elevator?
Well, if you
the answer is no.
Okay. Well, and let me say to you, if you're viewing your wife as the next person, the answer is you probably shouldn't have got married, Spike. Okay.
But the answer, but it's a fact though, right?
And no, it's not a fact. That is a horrible analogy. That is a horrible equating your significant other with a stranger on an elevator. That makes zero sense.
No. Like I hold on, caller. I saw this thing that says, when you die, somebody else is going to buy that house. Somebody's going to live in the car that you bought.
Not necessarily.
Because the MLK, Martin Luther King, got killed 7,000 years ago. Somebody else, unless they put his house in the state, somebody else has got his house.
It might still be in the family. That's all. What you're saying is all conjecture.
But I'm saying
there are houses that remain in the families through generations and generations.
How about this? Abraham Lincoln died 70 years ago.
Hey, caller, what's your name? Go ahead. Anytime anybody goes all the way back to Abraham Lincoln, they have no point to make. They have absolutely no point to make.
I'm saying, whatever Abraham Lincoln did, it's done. Somebody took over that.
Go, caller, what's your name? Please go ahead. Caller?
It's on me. This is L.H.
All right, what's up, L.H.?
Hey, man. You know what? Spike Turner and the Monica. I think Spike here or Jack Hammer. Because him and Monica got the same plan. Disrupt the show. Spike with the Dom. He's doing that on purpose, man. I used to love Spike. Spike was the funniest. Spike, you turning what now, bro? I know you smarter than that. You went to Florida.
One question,
you
LH.
You went to Florida on an academic.
One question, LH. LH, let me ask you a question.
You went to Florida on a baseball.
Yes, yes, I did.
LH. Take English. You didn't take none of them classes.
You know what? Because I was an athlete. But let me ask you one question, LH.
Yeah,
LH. LH, are you married?
No. But I've been with women for a lot of years. You ain't married either.
Oh, we're going to let it leave on that one. LH with the mic drop.
I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm just saying, think about what's happening in this society.
All right, go ahead. Caller, what's your name?
Hey, this is Angie.
Hey, Angie.
Hey, so I've just got a quick question. Spike's wife doesn't listen to the show, I hope, correct?
I have no idea. None.
Because if I was married to a man for 40 years and was referred to as the next one on the elevator, it would be a divorce.
I didn't get that.
But why? But hold on a second, Angie, why?
You have to ask the why to that question.
Yeah, why? Hold on a second, but you're still in the elevator with me. You know if you die, there's going to be a next one. Correct?
No, not necessarily.
Care for her, what happens to her after you're gone, like her well-being, that she has a roof over her head?
As far as I'm concerned, when you die, you pretty much die.
Exactly what I said. Divorce. Thank you.
He's so beautiful. No, see, that's the problem with the people. They play on your sympathies.
No.
It is. Like, you go to a funeral home, they say, don't you want them to be comfortable in their casket? Like, them jokers, they're the dust.
I can't.
Spike gonna bury his wife in a pickle jar that he had left over.
I'm not, tell me where I'm wrong about that.
Hold on, caller. Where you're wrong about what?
When you pass, when you die, you're gone. There is no.
The Bible teaches us that the dead are conscious of nothing. Some people believe that there is a consciousness after life,
if I take that dead body and put it in a Bugatti, it's a waste of Bugatti.
Well, I don't know. It's not a waste if you try and do something respectful. For the person that you love. It's the last act. Burying someone you love is the last act that you will be able
to
do for them.
Bury them.
I didn't just dig a hole in the backyard and roll in.
And I'm not being confrontational, LH.
I don't even know what that means. Caller, what's your name?
What's going on?
What's up, Steve?
How you sticking?
Say the word.
Steve, just get to the call.
How you sticking?
I'm sticking like Spike's marriage vows. I mean, what's going on? I mean,
it's on the rocks,
to
dog.
Hear
it's
from
on the
Mrs.
rocks.
Spike. Like, is she just as, you know, into this marriage as you are, Spike? Or, you know, you two going on a dive trip next weekend?
No. Listen, when I'm driving, when I'm turning corners, I have these things called, and I'm.
You fill out any life insurance and policy plans lately, Spike?
I heard epiphanies, and I'm thinking.
Well, you just already signed and don't know about it.
See, this is the problem with the people. You guys aren't thinking when I'm screaming. If you gone, Steve.
Watch out for that radiator fluid, Spike.
Okay, hold on a second. So, who is lost and confused, me or Steve?
You.
Steve asked me to drink some later fluid, radiator fluid.
Well, I think he said watch out for the radiator fluid. I didn't think he told you to drink it.
Yeah, if you watch Dateline, Spike, you know, you would totally understand where I'm coming from right now. But you got a 40-year marriage to a mannequin that no one's ever seen. I mean, that's on you, buddy. I don't know what to tell you. Good luck with that.
Thank you. But the key is that what everyone seems to understand or forget or miss, I made it to 40.
Sure.
With one.
Sure.
Not multiple.
Sure.
We made it with one.
Sure.
So why are you going to tell me? I don't know what I'm talking about. It's called experience. If somebody has experience in doing something and quote unquote successful, come on. And the girl, the lady just called.
Hold on. A longevity in marriage does not mean that you cannot say some outlandish things about relationships, that you cannot say things that are easily criticizable.
But you can't say, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, we can.
But if I am the guy who did it,
longevity is not an indicator of success necessarily.
You ask someone that lasted 103 years of age. You ask him
how long Mitch McConnell been in the Senate?
I just got a lawyer.
Bye.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal